Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission says it's time for the 2023 OSU Wheat Variety Testing Plot Tours between now and the latter part of May. 23 locations are set for 2023. These events being put on by OSU Extension and OSU Ag Research, supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Research Foundation, made possible with funding by the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. You'll have a chance to see many of the OSU wheat varieties that are now available to wheat producers in the region, as well as several of the experimentals that Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team continue to work on here in 2023. To find out details about the Wheat Plot Tour Field Day close to you, go to okwheat.org. Click on the calendar button. They've got details about the field days, or you can go to oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the calendar button there for more information as well. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, Oklahoma wheat this year, kind of a mixed bag, as some fields looking really good, and some fields won't even see a combine this year. At the 125th annual meeting of the Oklahoma Grain and Feed Association, I had the opportunity to catch up with small grain specialist at Oklahoma State, Dr. Amanda Silva, to give us an update on Oklahoma's winter wheat crop.
So we have some fields that are looking good. Of course, not up to our yield potential, but looking good considering our conditions. And we have some fields that there is not even wheat there, so very unfortunate.
And I know you've been doing some wheat field tours already, so kind of what have you been seeing?
So we started last week in the southwest, south, central areas, and I was very surprised with some of the fields that we saw, especially on the variety trials. So some good-looking wheat, again, considering the conditions. And I'm very excited to move up north now this following weeks and see and see the overall situation.
While these conditions are not ideal, Silva said it is a good opportunity to harvest data.
I know it's not what we would like to see, but I'm hoping we can harvest some data, especially from our variety trials, that we can collect some information from the different varieties, especially in this those tough years like this one.
Absolutely. I know that some producers are actually considering, a lot of them are just cutting for hay.
Yeah. There is a lot of need for hay. And so that's a point too, because there are some good looking wheat fields, but the need for hay is so high and the prices of it are also good. So we may not see those fields being cut for grain also.
Once again, that's Dr. Amanda Silva from Oklahoma State University. Well, the 97th Oklahoma FFA Convention and Expo is going on right now in Tulsa. We want to say congratulations to Abigail Burton of the Stillwater FFA chapter for winning the State Star in Agriscience. The State Star in Agriscience represents the best of the best within FFA member-led research in Oklahoma. Burton became interested in competing in agriscience when she attended the career development event fair at her local high school. While working in the garden with her family, she made observations and knew that she could apply them in agriscience. In one of her projects, Burton researched how different acids would affect the germination rate of strawberry seeds. Strawberry seeds have naturally low germination rates, which is why using acid to eat away the seed coating to improve germination is important. The 20 area stars each receive a plaque and a $500 cash award. As State Star in Agriscience, Burton and the other State Stars over Oklahoma will each receive $31,855 in scholarships or capital grant funds through a $3.2 million gift from the Carl C. Anderson Sr. and Marie Jo Anderson Charitable Foundation. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hi, everybody. Greg Pickens with Pickens Auctions. I want to tell you about a great auction we've got coming up this Saturday, May the 6th in Perry, Oklahoma. The legendary Noble County Tractor has shut the doors and selling everything, including a prime piece of real estate right in the heart of Perry, Oklahoma, plus equipment, all the shop tools, remaining parts inventory, you name it. After 75 years, it's probably there. Go to PickensAuctions.com, and we'll look forward to seeing you this Saturday in Perry, Oklahoma.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.